the whole year long. Alhamdulillah, we all wait for the big nights, for the big days, and the big moments in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept aside big, big rewards, big, big glad tidings, good news. And with the fadl of Allah, there are a lot of things Allah ta'ala has shown, a lot of things Allah ta'ala keeps waiting for us, and the night of the 15th of Shaban to come. And inshallah, with passion, people on a yearly basis pass through that night and do the actions that are necessary on that night, that fulfill the rites of that night. And this masjid, inshallah, on that night will be packed, and there will be no place to sit. And in the same way, we have the nights of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, and we have Dhul Hajj, the nights of Dhul Hajj and Dhul Qadr. And Allah Ta'ala has kept big rewards for all of these moments and nights. But Allah's rahmah is such, Allah's fadl is such, that for the people of understanding, despite these great nights, great moments and months, Allah Ta'ala has kept a lot of things for the ummah. And if we keep waiting for Shaban 15th night, then we can wait all year long. Then that means we're on holiday. And then just is it just for Ramadan and Shaban that comes in the year? But Allah Ta'ala's fadl, every day we should seek Allah Ta'ala's fadl. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is there every second. Allah's fadl is there every second. It's not just for a few days, few nights in the year. Ramadan, we work hard full time, then the rest of the year we're off on holiday. That means that the rest of the year Allah Ta'ala has not given any gifts and treasures to the ummah. No, it's not the case. Rather, forget the month, forget the year, forget the week. Every day Allah Ta'ala gives us a moment, a chance, a time, that all of the barakat fill up that time. Those nights we seek through the year, Allah Ta'ala says every day there are moments where you can take the treasures and the mercies. Every day there are times where we can grab the opportunities. Allah has mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ فَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. This is a very famous verse. So this, what is this time that Allah Ta'ala is praising, that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning in the Quran? Allah Ta'ala Himself is praising this. إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ. What time is this? The Fajr time, the morning time. Subhanallah. The time in the morning. And Allah Ta'ala, about this time, yes, وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. Allah Ta'ala says this is the time of the morning time, the early time in the day. And the ulama ikram, the scholars, have commentated on this verse that at the time of Fajr Salah, Allah Ta'ala says this time is very valuable, very precious. Listen carefully, attentively. Very important point I'm about to mention, that all of these things are important that we discuss and discuss, and all lifelong, all year long we wait, but then we will be lucky, for every day we will understand and the fountains will gush forth. What is the point of waiting for a year? Every day we can enjoy the rewards of Laylatul Qadr. So let's look here now, that for this salah, as Allah Ta'ala hasn't just said Fajr, Allah Ta'ala says wa Qur'an al-Fajr. So this salah has been given the name of the Qur'an, using the name of the Qur'an. So there must be a special rank and a status there. It's not just salah, Fajr, but Qur'an is in this time as well. Allah says, we say the Qur'an is with every salah. It is. But in this time of the day, the early morning phase, the time of Fajr, and to pray at this time and to read Quran, there are special blessings and mercies at this time for this. And this is the tariqah, the methodology, that in the Fajr Salah, there should be long, long qirat, long, long verses of Quran, and surahs should be read, and lengthy verses. So Allah Ta'ala said this, Quran al-Fajr, subhanAllah. So Allah Ta'ala has attached that time with the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned here that every day you will be given this time at the time of Fajr in the morning before sunrise, and Quran will be read and heard by the people at the same time. The Quran will be recited. So now we need to think, what is that time? It is the time of Sahar, the morning, the time in the morning, alhamdulillah. And then a person, he is standing at Fajr time and he's listening to Quran, and the person who's got reading is the imam. And there is the nice feeling at that time, and he's got a beautiful melodious voice, and he's reciting beautiful Quran. Then tell me, why shouldn't the angels come between the heavens and the earth? And why should Allah Ta'ala not be favorable at that time? Subhanallah. So all of these things Allah Ta'ala has compacted and put within that time of the Fajr. That everything in this time you can earn the treasures and the rewards and the ni'mas and the mercies of Allah. So let's look at the rewards now. What rewards Allah Ta'ala has given a Fajr time. In the time of Fajr, we've heard the Qur'an. This is especially with the nisbat, the attachment, the connection with the Qur'an. In Sahih al-Bukhari, there's a hadith that comes. And Allah Ta'ala mentions that this time of Fajr, at this time, there's an ijtama of who? The angels. There's a gathering of the angels. They don't just come and go. There's an ijtama, an assembly, a gathering, a crowd at this time. We say we come, we pray, and Fajr comes and goes. We don't know. But this is happening. At that time of Fajr, there's a commentary Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. In Bukhari, this hadith has come. This is the commentary, because we can't see what's happening. But be alert. What happens at that time, Fajr? At that time, there's a gathering, an assembly. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has narrated this hadith that I've seen myself. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I heard him say this. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that at the time of Fajr, in the morning, at the time of Fajr, the angels... There are two types of groups of angels at that time of Fajr. What happens? One is the group that are descending from the heavens, and one is the group of angels that are ascending from the earth to the heavens. Aha, there's so many coming and going. So there are the angels that are coming, the traffic that's coming, and the traffic that's going. So the traffic that leaves the earth and ascends to the heavens, who are these? The angels that had the duty through the night. So now they're finishing the duty, they're gathering their belongings, and they're departing. After the long duty of the night, they're ascending to the heavens to Allah. And those the angels that are descending to the earth, they're coming with the duty of the day. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has put a beautiful point here, that these are the angels who are like the security guards. They have departed, they've done their duty, they've gone, and the others are coming. You know the security, the guard, the watchman. Some have night duty, some have day duty, some have night watch, some have day watch. So this is the job of the angels, the security job. They come, they do the job, then they go. Then the other time of the day comes. So this is the spiritual movement that's happening in the world, in the universe at that time. That Allah Ta'ala says, angels are coming, going. There's busyness, movement, traffic. Hazrat Abu Hurairah narrates this, and the angels, when they depart from the earth, they have the file in their armpits. They know that when they ascend to the heavens, they have to go to Allah. Allah will say, you came from my creation, tell me, give me the report. What did you see? What did you hear? What did my makhluk do? What did the creation do? And this is happening at Fajr time, when we reach to Fajr Salah, when the angels that ascend to the heavens, they present the report, the findings to Allah. Asks first question. Allah knows, He is Khabir, He is Basir, He knows everything. What a beautiful taste in this. So Allah Ta'ala says, okay, angels, tell me what happened. What did you do all day long? What did you see all night long? What were my people, my creation doing? Allah Ta'ala knows already. He knows everything already. But here a point comes there. The scholars have said that this is the situation that Allah Ta'ala, He loves the humans so much that Allah Ta'ala, even Himself, He feels that He wants to hear the discussion of His creation from the angels, the people who have witnessed what they've done. Even though Allah Ta'ala knows, He wants to hear the confirmation from the angels. Allah likes to hear. You know, like you love someone, and when you sit and gather, acha, what did he say then? What did he do then? Acha, what did he say after that? And did he speak to you again? You know, when you get the report of your beloved, when someone comes to you, a messenger says, I went and I met him. He says, what did he say then? What was he saying then? What did he say then? What report did you hear? But Allah is Khabir and Basir. He knows already. And then the angels say, Allah, you know everything, but we came from what we saw. We saw two conditions. When we went there, when we descended to the earth, and we saw them praying. And when we came back after prayer, then we saw them, we left them in the state of prayer. So that's what happens at Fajr Salah. At Fajr Salah. Alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala is very happy upon this point. So look, my brothers, that there's so much reward for Fajr, the time of Fajr, that we should understand this, that so much reward is there, that the people who get up and pray Fajr Salah and go to the masjid, or those women who stand to pray Fajr at home in the morning, those people's names in the morning are presented to Allah, the list. And Allah Ta'ala's in His court. Imagine that person whose name is being presented in Allah Ta'ala's court in the early hours of the morning. He said, Allah, this is that human being who is praying Fajr. And we've just come to give you the report. They came to the Masjid Allah. Ibn Jariz, radiallahu anhu, he narrates a hadith. And he said that The angels, they gather. There's an assembly of angels descending from the heavens. There's nur, there's light. People in the masjid reading Quran, listening to Quran. Imam is reciting Quran. And there's a beautiful feeling at that time. And then Allah Ta'ala says that, look, at this time there's nur ala nur in the world. My servants are standing praying Fajr. So why don't I get close to them? So Allah Ta'ala Himself descends. Aha! Allah Ta'ala Himself descends. And then we are already there standing and praying. Then Allah Ta'ala's announcement, it reverberates and vibrates around the universe. Allah says, is there anyone who can ask from me so I can fulfill his request? Is there anyone who is doing istighfar, repenting to me so I can repent, I can forgive his sins? Is there anybody doing dua to me at this time so I can accept his dua? Imagine, this is Fajr time. Fajr time. And this is not once in the year, not in Shaban, not in Ramadan. That's why we should do it daily, that we've got this there. And how quickly we get this time every day, every morning. Beautiful time, valuable time, precious time. We get it every day. Allah Ta'ala doesn't just call. Allah Ta'ala is waiting. Allah is anxiously waiting. Allah is the one who gives. He's the Khaliq, the Malik, the Creator, the Giver. When He calls out, then obviously when we're standing in Salah, we're reciting Quran, and we hear, we feel something, the announcement of Allah, and then the scene comes, and the scene is developed, and this is happening every day. Every day, the angels are coming, the angels are going, and people are praying and reciting Quran, and Allah is calling out. And in the same time, Allah Ta'ala's fadl, His blessings and karam, a group of people, they start to do the dhikr of Allah at that time. This is the scene. I'm telling you the true scene, what happens at the time in the morning. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful to those people then, who after praying, they sit due to the sadqa, the teachings of the pious predecessors. They get the great reward. They don't leave the masjid. After praying Salatul Fajr, they stay sitting. They stay sitting and they do dhikr of Allah. In which environment are they doing this? In which spiritual nurani situation, environment are they doing it? The angels, they run down, they descend to that gathering. Nur upon nur. Allah Ta'ala is calling out, Allah is announcing. And those people are immersed in dhikr at that time. This is such a beautiful, beautiful, excellent, excellent scene of the morning, my friends. My friends, and the people who see, they see the nur, those whose hearts are alive, and there's nur in their hearts, and they see with the eyesight of their heart, they see and they feel this scene. They see it and they feel it. So when they see this scene, when they feel this scene, beautiful Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala from Allah, the announcements made, the masjid full of nur, of light, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, wubuz are being distributed, and people are sitting and doing what? They're remembering Allah. They're doing dhikr of Allah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after seeing this scene, he stated at this time, Rasulullah said, listen, at this time, by seeing all of this, the most beloved thing for me is to sit with this jama'ah and to do dhikr of Allah at this time. What a great reward, tell me. What a great, what a beloved group of people those people have become in the eyes of Allah. Allah Ta'ala loves them, values them, appreciates them. That Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, alhamdulillah, he said, leave everything. This time, after Salah, the most beloved action for me is that Jama'ah. And I have to sit with them, I prefer to sit with them. And they're the most beloved, that is that time for me to sit. So what we realize and learn, that if Rasulullah is sitting, the Mahbub of Allah, then what will those people be? Automatically, that Allah and His Rasul's love will be earned by those people who sit and do dhikr at that time. Their emotions will change, their situation will change, their heart will change. So a person, if he sits at that time in the dhikr, then the nur, the spiritual enlightenment comes. And there are many, many great dhikr gatherings of the walis of Allah in the masjids after Fajr Salah. They sit, they continue, they do dhikr. And how their lives change, their hearts change, they become, every day this happens. Their angels, they're descending from the heavens. Allah is calling out from the heavens. The doors are open. Allah's home. Allah's giving him. We're asking. Tell me. So inside, will the heart not open? Will the doors not open? What will be his feeling? Alhamdulillah, his kafiyat, his condition. And daily, daily Allah's given this chance. Daily this opportunity is there. Daily the treasures there to be looted. Allah says, loot from the treasure chest. Get up. I wake you up. Allah says, I give you iman. I wake you up. I take you to my home. Allah says, the doors of my mercy are open. Every day, imagine the time of Fajr. It's not just you go to pray Fajr. Oh, I'm going to pray Fajr. No, Allah Ta'ala has transformed that salah. Allah has attached His dhikr to that time. How lucky are those people who are steadfast on this, ready on this, constant on this, bring this into their lives. So my brothers, this becomes such an action, Fajr Salah, such a valuable, valuable, expensive treasure. And in opposite to this, what do we get? What do we get this? Sorry, in parallel to this, what do we get? Rewards. Put all of this to one side, and what is there? The bed, tiredness, laziness, oh, I can't get up, I have to go to work, I have to do this action, I have to do this work. What a big loss we are learning. We are learning the greatest treasure of the universe at that time. And what a big regret there will be that the person who doesn't get to Fajr Salah and he doesn't pray Fajr Salah in the congregation, he is earning the biggest loss of that time. Sit in dhikr, same gathering, same reward, same look, environment, same company. Allah's announcing masjid full of noor, light, spirituality. You're sitting, remembering Allah. Dhikr is happening. Allah Ta'ala is announcing. Allah's rewards are descending. To which time? In the morning until the sunrise, when the sun rises. And this situation continues until sunrise. When sun rises, then the time of reward, Allah Ta'ala is distributed soon as the sun rises. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah comes into being. Allah says that you haven't even left the masjid. Allah announces that, go, I've forgiven all of you. Every day this happens. Every day. How many sins we commit in a day? How many sins do we commit in a day? Imagine how much wrong we do, but every day we get a chance to compensate. Allah says, go, I've forgiven you. Everyone who's sitting, I forgive you all. Allah Ta'ala announces, and Allah Ta'ala, before you even leave the masjid, says, I forgive you. And on top of that, I'm so happy that I feel, I give you another reward, I give you a package. Go, you get one Hajj, one Umrah, complete and accepted reward of Hajj and Umrah. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, you're forgiven. Not just forgiven, but you get a bonus packet. You get the reward of a complete accepted Hajj and Umrah. You haven't bought a flight ticket. You haven't traveled. Nowadays, you have to buy a ticket, travel, tired, come back. We don't even know if it's accepted. And Allah says, when you come to my house in the morning, you pray Fajr, you sit, you do dhikr till sunrise, you will get the reward of Hajj and Umrah accepted before you leave the masjid. Imagine what we've earned at that time in the morning. And then, on top of that, Allah says, you're forgiven. One Hajj and Umrah you are taking, totally pure, innocent, like a newborn baby, you're leaving the masjid, and the rest of your day, imagine how that will pass. Inshallah, Allah says, I will give you such angels, they will protect you, I will protect you, and everything in your day, there will be barakah and blessings. And if your feet go towards an action that will take you to Jahannam, then inshallah, my angels will protect you and steer you away from that bad action. Allah says, I protect you for the rest of the day. I steer you away from the sins and the loss actions. So is this not a loss? What do I get if I pray at home? If I don't pray, if I don't go to the masjid, what have I earned? If I sleep on the mattress through Fajr time, what have I earned? 1 hour, it's just 1 hour this happening. And now it's not even an hour. It's less than an hour. Within an hour, this whole drama and play is played out. You can go to the house of Allah and earn and come back. Sleep through the night, Allah says. And then leave the bed, the mattress. Allah takes away the tiredness, the sleepiness. With such reward, your whole consciousness comes into being. Energy boost. Then after that, when you go to work, your business transactions are flourishing. Your worries go, your difficulties go. We don't know what problems are going to come to our house, to our name, to our life. But Allah says, I steer them all away from you. I divert them away from you. So we should give up that time in the morning. Just Fajr time. Fajr time. So do we accept and shake hands on this point that we won't leave Fajr? Say it loudly, inshallah. So tomorrow morning is Fajr. It's close. And Allah Ta'ala has made us hear all of this. The angels, they're about to descend. And our name will reach to Allah from the angels who will ascend. And it's Jummah time. So we'll start this promise from the day of Jummah. And it's Sha'ban. And in 2 days is the 15th night of Sha'ban. What a beautiful time and life we will make if we promise today. Nothing we have to do. Just 1 hour we have to sacrifice for Allah. Brothers, put 3 alarm clocks. Set 3 alarm clocks. That's it. And you'll get the Fajr. The whole reward of Fajr time. Set the alarm clock. Go to the masjid. House of Allah, read salah, do dhikr, and you see the rewards. You get the treasures from the heavens. You come to Masjid Zakaria, tomorrow morning for Fajr. You'll get Quran, beautiful, not small Quran, beautiful imam recitation of Quran. You'll enjoy it when you read Quran, salah behind him. You'll be amazed. You'll be like people are drunk when they drink. You'll be like that. You'll be immersed. Other masjids, after Fajr, first you'll have the Fajr, beautiful Quranic recitation. Then after that, in other masjids, people go home. But after Fajr in the Masjid Zakaria, we do dhikr of Allah. Show me one masjid that does this. Show me, count on your fingers where you can find the masjids where people stay after Salatul Fajr and they do dhikr till sunrise. Maybe there will be a few masjids where a lot of people come for Fajr Salah and you have some imams and they recite Quran beautifully. But this will be found in one masjid you will come to. All of this, you'll find Fajr Salah, beautiful recitation of Quran, and after that, dhikr of Allah. So why not benefit? Why not come? And the Tabligh Jamaat should leave from this masjid. Beautiful Tabligh should happen from this masjid. And light and spirituality and noor. beautiful, unique, selected from this masjid. Why? Because Fajr is a beautiful time, precious time. Everything that comes from Allah in the morning, it descends in the morning time. It is such a time, it is the most blessed time of the day. And everything is present in this masjid. So will you come in the morning, inshallah? Inshallah, don't fear. Don't lose courage. Have a bit of strength, inshallah. 1 hour, 2 hours if we don't sleep. So, Ramadan will come. Inshallah, we will meet in the morning, at Fajr Salah time and on Dhikr time. Inshallah, recite Durood Sharif.